It's time for me to start doing things on my own, and for myself. Among other goals, I want to find an elusive yet fulfilling feeling. Happiness. So what is happiness? For me, it's when I have no worries and can simply enjoy the moment and the people I'm with. It means I'm comfortable with who I am as a person. I wanted to know if other people, specifically adults, are happy. I asked people on the streets of Oakland about their experiences in life, how they stay happy, and how money may conflict with happiness. The day I turned 18, I went on a mini-adventure through Oakland. Several people talked to me, and when I told them I had turned 18, they proceeded to give me advice for the life ahead of me. One conversation in particular stood out to me. An old man came outside his house, and we spoke on his doorstep for a bit about his experience immigrating from the Philippines. He told me that America was a great place for people who work hard, and that I should save up my money for retirement so that I don't have to worry about the cost of living. But I noticed that he didn't seem very happy. Was this good advice? I asked a couple of other people.
So you spend most of your life at work, so spend that time doing something that you actually feel excited about, you know? So you want to feel good about getting up and going to work.
Like, if you don't like dressing up, you shouldn't be a lawyer. Or you don't like being inside, you shouldn't be a lawyer. I think it's really important to carve time out for yourself every day, even if it's like a half hour or even if it's 10 minutes, you know, just to do something, even something small for yourself, you know.
I think you have to look at, you know, you have to look at those small things that happen in your life and you enjoy and relish when they happen. Yeah. So, yeah.
Seems like accomplishments.
Accomplishment definitely make me happy.
Doing things for other people. Whenever, you know, I feel like I'm having a bad day, I think today I need to find somebody I can help because that's going to give me happiness and give that person happiness as well.
And young people, stay lovely, have a good heart, have an open heart to everyone. We love everybody.
These are just suggestions from random people, but most of the responses were generally similar. They all said something along the lines of, do what you want to do, and if you can, try to get paid for it. There was also a consensus that money does not equal happiness. Wanting to know more, I talked to my father, who is in his mid-50s and has made great changes to his life in order to follow his passions. I asked him what I should do to be happy.
I don't have any advice for that. I don't know. Have fun. Yeah. I don't know. Go party, meet people, travel. Have plenty of friends, have girlfriends or boyfriends or whatever, and enjoy it while you don't have anything, any responsibilities that make it a little bit harder to enjoy.
That's some powerful advice. He suggested that I experience as much as possible and to see new things and meet new people. In fact, he had done the very same thing when he was young.
For 3 years, I stopped working. And I did nothing but playing music and going to school.
My dad has played music since he was a little boy. He plays guitar, bass, mandolin, and is currently in two different bands. He focused on what he loved to do for those years, and it sounds like it was a great experience. Sometimes it's good to do things for yourself. But my dad hasn't been messing around for his whole life. He started his first job in a factory when he was only 15. When he was about 26, he moved from France to the United States and took minimum wage jobs. It was hard living. He became a software engineer and has worked many hours to get where he is financially. Now, he wants to retire as soon as possible so that he can focus on his musical life. On the subject of my happiness, he suggested that I join the Peace Corps, but warned me that I wouldn't be earning a lot of money. For me, that would not detract from the experience.
I think that no matter how my college turns out or how, you know, just how my life turns out, I will find some way to do something that I like doing. And I don't think that money, like, I mean, you were saying Peace Corps won't get you any money. That isn't something that's going to deter me.
So in short, happiness isn't something that finds you, but something that you create. It takes a lot of hard work and dedication and many unpleasant moments to get there. But it is so worth it. This is Anton Zangier with Youth Radio. Stay happy, my friends.